The Gemara Masechet Baba Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph, teaching us the Asarat Akonis, the 10 rules that the Ezra instituted. Two of them have a direct connection to Shabbos preparation. One is Shem Chapsim B'Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. The laundry should be done on Thursday, Mishum Kvod Shabbos. And as the Rosh explains, since on Erev Shabbos on Friday, people are very busy in their Shabbos preparation, they don't have time to do the laundry on Thursday. So that's why Ezra said that the laundry should be done. They don't have time to do the laundry on Friday. That's why Ezra said the laundry should be done on Thursday. And so too does the Magen Avraham and the Meiri say it's not as much that Ezra wanted that the laundry should be specifically done on Thursday. He didn't want the laundry to be done on Friday because on Friday they were busy with other activities preparing for Shabbos. So in other words, we have a machlokes how to understand this takana of Ezra. Did Ezra mean to say that laundry should be done specifically on Thursday? Or did Ezra mean to say that laundry should not be done on Friday? One other takana that Ezra instituted for covered Shabbos was Rishtei Isha Mashkemes for Oifa. The woman should get up early on Friday and bake L'Kavod Shabbos. Kedei Shehe Pas Mitzuya L'Aniyim. In other words, that Ezra wanted that they should bake Chalas L'Kavod Shabbos and specifically bake them in the morning so that poor people could avail themselves of those challahs on no Friday morning, that they could avail themselves of those challahs. And as the Miri explains, this too was very much instituted in order that poor people, there's two elements here. One element is the element of Kavod Shabbos, and we'll discuss that more in Mitzvah Shem, that they should have Chalas, the Kavod Shabbos. But there's another element, and that is that those Chalas that they have with Kavod Shabbos should also be shared with poor people. And by baking on Friday morning, the poor people will know that they could come to the home and get challah right away prepared for them. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Mem Beis, the Mechaber says, "Metakonis Ezra, Shemechaps Megodim Behei B'Shabbos," they should start doing laundry on Thursday, Mishum Kavod Shabbos. And the remark continues, and Mr. Brewer says that we want clothing that's clean for Kavod Shabbos, and not do it on Friday, so that on Friday they should be available to do everything else they need to do for Shabbos. And the remark continues, Hagor Noigim Lolush today Sheh Challah B'Bayis. The minig is to prepare challah with the right shear from which challah is removed. Last mehem lachman of tzoil and b'shas v'yontav, to have challah available for Shabbos. To have challah available for Shabbos and yontav. There are many interesting questions that come up There are many interesting questions that come up when we discuss this halacha, these halachas. And we'll mention some of them. The first issue that we're going to discuss, obviously, is when is the right time to start preparing for Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos. Actually, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Seder Hayoyim that preparing for Shabbos, he says, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Prima Gadim doesn't agree that it should be considered a mitzvah d'oraisa, but certainly it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So when do we start preparing for Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun says, mitzvah l'hashkim b'erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to get up erev Shabbos, but b'boker early l'hochin tzarchi Shabbos. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, it's really based on what we learn in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, v'yohoyu b'yoy meshishi, v'hoyu b'yoy meshishi, v'chinu asher yaviu. So we saw that on Yom HaShishi they got up, and the Medrash says Ein v'haya ela miyad, that when the Pasuk uses the word v'haya, it means immediately. So from here we see that there's a point to get up as early as possible to start preparing for Shabbos. Lechatchila, certainly, even though there's such an important issue, as we're learning according to the Magen Avraham, it's a deraisa, are preparing for Shabbos. Certainly, if possible, once you first go daven, and daven tefillah b'tzibur, and then start preparing for Shabbos. However, if there's a concern that if he's going to go daven first, someone's going to go daven first, he's going to miss the ability to prepare for Shabbos, then the halacha is he should say Krishma, and then prepare for Shabbos. Of course, not at the expense of missing the Zman Tefillah. When is it considered Friday? So it seems from most Poskim that preparation for Shabbos is done on Friday, even from Friday morning, but not earlier. And the reason is because when one prepares for Shabbos, Chazal wanted that it should be noticeable that it's being done L'Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, any other time, it's not that noticeable. And that's why, on the other hand, let's say somebody gets up very early Friday morning. They get up even before the Alois HaShachar, so it's not technically yet Friday by day. The halach is he could already start preparing. They already start preparing for Shabbos. Because if we just said that the whole point is to show that we want it to be obvious that it's being done L'Kavod Shabbos, so if you get up on Friday, whatever you're doing is obvious that it's L'Kavod Shabbos. What about going shopping, going to the supermarket, to the grocery store? So it would seem that it's appropriate, if possible, to wait to go shopping till Erev Shabbos. But the reality is that we quoted earlier, the Magen Avraham quotes the Seder Hayoyim, who says that preparing for Shabbos is a deraisa, preparing on Friday. And the Seder Hayoyim says there are two reasons that these preparations should be done on Friday. One is because whatever you do should be fresher, as we'll speak soon regarding baking challah. And the other is that it should be obvious that it's being done with Kavod Shabbos. So if the point is that it should be noticeable that it's Kavod Shabbos, so then maybe you should wait for Friday. But if it's because it should be fresher, so there are indeed foods that are fresher, are better as they are fresher. But grocery items that are just kept in the pantry or in the freezer, they're not necessarily better if they're bought Friday or earlier in the week, and therefore there may be no reason to specifically buy those foods on Friday, particularly if one is rushed. And chas v'sholem, if one leaves to do too much on Erev Shabbos, he may not be ready for Shabbos. Chas v'sholem may even end up with a situation, chas v'sholem, of chil Shabbos because he didn't have enough time. So then he shouldn't wait for Friday to do all these activities. However, as much as he shouldn't wait for Friday to do all these activities, the Paiskim say that if at all possible, the preparation should be done from Wednesday and on. Why should it be done from Wednesday and on? Because from Wednesday, it's already considered the coming of Shabbos. As we learned in our Gemara, and we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, laundry is done on Thursday. And the question is, does that apply even b'zman hazeh? In other words, in the times of Ezra, doing laundry was a very long, arduous, and tedious job. And on the short Friday, they certainly didn't have enough time to do laundry. Nowadays, where we all have washing machines, and therefore doing laundry is certainly not as complicated and not as time-consuming, many poskim are of the opinion that laundry could be done on Friday, bezman hazeh. And on contrary, going back to what we said a moment ago, that whatever we do, if we could show that we're doing it l'kavod Shabbos, that is extremely appropriate. So maybe nowadays laundry should specifically be done on Friday, because then we show that we're preparing l'kavod Shabbos. However, there's a different approach by some paiskim, and that is that we know that there's a rule in halacha that something that was established by a bezdin, ein yochel bezdin achel levatloi, another bezdin cannot undo that rule, en ken gol memena b'chokma u'b'minyan, unless that later bezdin is greater, which of course doesn't exist. So the question is, how do we look at this takana of Ezra? Was it takana of Ezra because it was a practical consideration. He wanted people to be able to have the ability to prepare for Shabbos, knowing that if laundry is going to be left to be done on Friday, that will detract from that ability. So he said, do it on Thursday. Nowadays, where that isn't such a consideration, because we have washing machine and dryers, there wouldn't be a problem doing it on Friday. Or do we say, once it's a takana in place, once it's a takana in place, that takana remains, and we should only do laundry on Thursday. The sefer Shmir Shavs Kol Chasoy discusses this question. And he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that even though doing laundry nowadays is not as difficult as it was in the times of Chazal, still, it seems that Chazal wanted that there should be time available on Friday for other activities. And since Chazal wanted time available, Chazal, the rule doesn't change even Bizman Hazeh. And preferably, laundry should not be done on Friday. It should be done on Thursday. Of course, if there's a specific need, one could be more lenient. In general, there are paiskim that suggest, I saw this from the Divrei Chaim as well, that for every halacha, the nigla, for every halacha that we see and understand the reason, there are numerous reasons benister that we really don't understand the reason for that halacha, but that doesn't change that that is the halacha. So maybe apinigla we could understand why bizman hazeh there should be no problem in doing laundry of Erev Shabbos, but perhaps apinister there's still reasons and therefore one should avoid, preferably do laundry on Thursday if at all possible. We also learned that challah should be baked on Friday. Why should it be baked on Friday? One is because it's obvious that it's being done, as we said previously, that it's obvious that it's being done l'shem kavod Shabbos for Yontif. The other reason is that the challah should be fresh. The other reason is because in the Beis HaMikdash, they bake the lechem upon him every Erev Shabbos. And we also know that when one bakes challah or bread, if he has the proper shear, they take off challah. And the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was called Chalosoi Shaloylam. Adam HaRishon was called the Chala of the world. Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos. The Chet, the Avera of Adam HaRishon with the Eitz Hadas and Chava was on Friday. So that's why Friday is the appropriate time for a woman to prepare Chala and remove the Chala, that will be a way to repair and do tshuva on that Avera that she caused, that the Chalosoi Shal Olam, Adam HaRishon, should do an Avera. According to these reasons, particularly the last two reasons, challah should be specifically baked on Erev Shabbos, no other day of the week. There is an interesting shaila. What is the halacha? Friday is a short day, as we've been learning. And a woman cannot bake on Friday. She could buy fresh challah on Friday, but she can't bake on Friday. What's better? Should she bake an earlier day during the week? Or should she buy ready-made challah on Friday? So there's always the ability to bake and buy. Bake earlier in the week and buy on Friday. However, it seems that the Paiskim are of the opinion that there's a very important halacha and there's a very important inyan in women baking their own challah, and therefore they should bake themselves even if they have to bake earlier in the week. Of course, if they don't have enough time to bake all the challahs that they need, the Paiskim suggest, then they should bake so there should be mekayim this minig, and then the balance, the rest of the challah, should be bought. I saw from the Chalkus Yaakov. There's an interesting question that comes up in many homes, and that is, what happens if the family is not such a large family, and they don't need that much challah, and you want to make enough, there's a shear, how much challah you have to make in order to take off challah, even a bigger shear if you want to make a bracha. So now the question is, what is better? Should a woman prepare a large dough and have challahs for many weeks, but then she won't be baking challah every Friday? Or should she bake every Friday, but she won't have ever have the ability to take off challah, or certainly have the ability to take off challah with a bracha? It seems that it's the opinion of the Paiskim that it's better that she should bake a large dough, and she should bake a large dough and take challah with a bracha, and put the rest of the challahs into the freezer, versus baking smaller amount. The big mitzvah of taking challah is so connected to this, is so important that it overrides baking challahs every Friday. It's important to point out that if one is doing so, that they want to make a big dough, that they should have enough to be able to take off challah, the halacha is the woman should separate the dough and make them into challahs. Let's say a woman's going to prepare a big dough, so she should have a dough large enough from which to take off challah. And then she's going to take part of the dough and bake it into challahs, and the other dough just put it as it is in the freezer. You may, if the part that you're baking today doesn't have the shear challah in it, the place can say you can't make a bracha when you make mafresh challah. Also interesting that I saw the Paiskim say that if a husband says, I want to take the challah, I want to get this mitzvah being mafresh challah. So there are certain mitzvahs that belong to women, and a husband cannot override his wife's desire to fulfill those mitzvahs. One is hadlakas neiros, lighting the Shabbos candles, and another one of those is hafroshes challah. So if a husband says, I want to be mafresh challah, and the wife says, well, I want to be mafresh challah, the mitzvah belongs to the wife. Interesting, I saw the minig is, unless they're different, the Al Yerabba says that one should bake three different size challahs. The largest size challah should be used Shabbos by day meal. The medium challah should be used by the Friday night meal, and the smaller challah should be used by Shalosh Shudas. Of course, the most important is that you should have enough challah for all the people who are eating to have Olinik Shabbos. The Pais say, the Redi Hagos Maimonis says this, that when one is being the kind of mitzvah of Hafroshes challah, it's a time to be mispalel, to daven, and it's a time when the tefillahs are in the skabel. And therefore, the Pesach will say, when a woman is being mafresh challah, she should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have children, talmidei chachamim, yirei shemayim. The Pesach will say, the Yad Shemayni says, that b'schus the mitzvah of challah, Klal Yisrael was zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis says, the schus the mitzvah of challah, people will have parnasa b'shefa.